comparison time. We've got the same story and two reports that have variances, including one significant variance, I think, especially in this COVID world we live in. And it's unfortunate. It's a news story concerning the death of an individual. Happened to notice online in both the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News during the reporting, because it had to do with a suburb of Detroit, Royal Oak, and a city commissioner who passed away. Her name was Kim Gibbs. She was 48 years old. And the headlines, I guess you'd call them, you know, the note of clicking. Yeah. Because what gained my interest on this, you know, why would I click on this? But because one talked about her passing of natural causes, and the other one referenced COVID. Here's the Detroit Free Press. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll give you the highlights. Royal Oak City Commissioner Kim Gibbs died of brain damage brought on by complications from her diabetes, according to the autopsy results released Monday by the Oakland County Medical Examiner. COVID-19 was listed as a contributory cause of her death. Her death blamed on hypoxic, ischemic, encephalopathy-related complications. Okay. She, by the way, she is a person who gained notoriety, as the Detroit Free Press reports, because she attended the Operation Gridlock rally last spring outside the state capitol, where hundreds gathered to protest Governor Whitmer's extension of her stay-at-home order to stem the spread of COVID-19. She was seen on TV without a face mask and not keeping social distance at the rally. It also references her being the victim of a hit-and-run car crash, which apparently doesn't have anything to do with her death. Mm-hmm. And both stories reference that. But again, the Oakland County Medical Examiner says no evidence of trauma or foul play. But again, the reference, COVID-19 was listed as contributory. That's the Detroit Free Press. Detroit News. A Royal Oak City Councilwoman who collapsed in her home died a few days later from natural causes. The autopsy says she had type 1 diabetes and took insulin, had hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy.
I know. It's tough to say.
Taken off life support after doctors determined she was never going to come out of her coma. She had tested positive for COVID-19 at the hospital, and while she might have been a carrier, she did not have any of the symptoms, and it was not associated with her death. So there you go. The Detroit Free Press. COVID-19 was listed as a contributory cause. The Detroit News. It was not associated with her death. Am I reading into things here of saying you have the same report? And it's an autopsy report. The reports are, to me, very different. I don't know if I'm splitting hairs of, you know, what's contributory and what's noted in the Detroit News of she did test, but not associated with her death, but it was there. I mean, both report it. But again, in this world of contention, we know when it comes to how things are being reported, especially if it's an official autopsy report. I just thought it was interesting the way that both of them and the Detroit Free Press mentions that rally that she went to, and also talks about her being traumatized because of a series of personal attacks she received from acquaintances and strangers, that she had to file a police report because she was fearful. So same story to me. A significant difference when it comes to the cause of death. I have not seen the autopsy report, so I can't see exactly how it was listed. You know, COVID, I'm sure, was listed on the autopsy report.
Right.
Now, did the Detroit Free Press or the Detroit News read something into it that was there or wasn't there? Or am I making a mountain out of a small molehill here? But this goes back to just my reasoning that, my gosh, you have the story, you think it should be cut and dried, here it is. And here's the way it happened, and here's the results of it. And yet, and I'd say two respectable news. These are news stories. These aren't opinion stories. These aren't editorial. Reporters have reported.
So this is Christina Hall, right, from the Free Press, I believe. And this was the... And same title. This is, I want to make sure they haven't updated anything. It says autopsy, Royal Oak Commissioner Kim Gibbs was COVID positive when she died.
Yes.
Same thing. Okay.
That's the one.
So, I mean, that's what it's that's what they're saying. COVID positive.
Yep.
I mean.
And she was. I don't.
And she was, yeah. Apparently. Nobody's denying that. Right.
The one line, COVID-19 was listed as contributory.
Of
the Detroit News says it was not associated with her death at all.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
Who wrote the Detroit News story?
It's cut off here.
Is it? Okay.
It wasn't the Detroit News.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm just.
Because it'd be easy to search by writer.
That would be a.
Well, I'm going to now find and I'll put links up on the stories. As much as we're talking about, I'll put the links up on our site in case you want to check it out for yourself just to see again. But I know it's a contention, and I know that Art Lewis fields numerous calls on this. And I know even dealing with official statistics, there's always that, whether they had the COVID symptoms or not.
Well, they're going back, reworking the statistics all the time instead of having the number of deaths from day to day or cases from day to day.
Yeah,
they go back and they revise their figures based on additional information or reconsideration.
Right. And I'm not suggesting there's anything untold here or anything that somebody's trying, but it's just you have two news organizations, two different reporters, and one autopsy report. And one read this way, one read that way. Mm-hmm. And did the autopsy report officially say something that somebody did misreport, or it was just listed as being COVID positive and one reporter took it one way and the other reporter took it another way?
Right.
I don't know.
Entirely possible.
I know. So this just, like I said, it fascinated me. That was there. I will find the links up to both stories and put them on our morning team page, which is up and running, by the way. And you can check it out for yourself and make your own determination.
It was Mike Martindale. That is the reporter for the Detroit News.
Okay, and what was the headline on that one? Do you have?
And their headline was, it says, Royal Oak Commissioner Kim Gibbs died of natural causes, the medical examiner says.
Yeah, so that's what you see. That's, yeah. So one references the COVID-19. That's what got me to click on it.
Right.
Okay.